Just reach.
Now would you start counting slowly up to 15?
Start the counting or what?
Yeah, start counting up to 15.
15? Well, you'd start at 1, you see.
Well, go on and do it.
Yeah, you'd start at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
Be 20.
And 26?
After 26, be 27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
39, 40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 is 1?
Million.
And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line is the what person in line?
Is the head leader.
But he's not the last, he's the...
Not the last, he's the...
If he's the number one person in line, he's not the last person in line.
No, he's the first.
And behind him is the...
The second.
And keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th,
okay.
12th.
And now would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What does Sabbath mean?
That's Sunday. Sunday, that's the day you're supposed to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, for to serve the Lord, you're supposed to serve the Lord every day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to serve the Lord Monday, same as Sunday. But some people, they go to church and, of course, they sing and they pray and listen to the preacher preaching all, and they feel the love of the Savior more than they do sometimes of a Monday or any other day in the week when they're out of working. They can have their mind on their work, you see, mm-hmm. whatever they're doing.
What would you call a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down?
Flood.
Anything else you could call it?
Well,
you'd say we had a
real flood, or real large rain, or real hard rain.
Did you ever hear
an overflow?
Huh?
An overflow. That's hard rain. That's in low land. You see, overflows is. But
what about a cloud burst or a pour down or
pouring down the rain?
Uh-huh.
It pouring down just a flood.
Uh-huh. What if there's thunder and lightning in it? You'd call it a.
Well, you'd call it kind of a. Well, there's thunder, lightning, wind, you'd call it a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And where it's blowing down timber in the house and all, you'd call that a storm.
Mm-hmm. Is there thunder, lightning, and.
Thunder, lightning, and the wind are blowing.
What if it's raining but not real hard? You'd call it just a little.
Just a shower or a sprinkle.
What's the difference?
Well, a sprinkle and a shower, or a shower is a little heavier than a sprinkle. Sprinkle, that's just light,
mm-hmm.
just light rain, you see, and small drops of rain. And a shower, it's a little more thicker rain and heavier, larger drops
mm-hmm.
than a sprinkle is.
What if it lasts a long time, like maybe all day, just kind of slow?
Well, that's a slow, steady, soaking rain.
Do you ever call it a drizzle?
Yeah, when it's just showering along, a light, sprinkle light, like sprinkle, that's a kind of a drizzle light.
How long does a drizzle last?
Well, sometimes it drizzles for 2 or 3 hours, probably half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it don't drizzle over 30 minutes, 15 or 20, something like that.
What if it's real fine? You can hardly see it.
Fine mist.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a...
Fog.
Huh?
Fog.
But what kind of day would that be?
Well, it'd be a cloudy day where it'd be foggy, kind of like smoky smokes that you mm-hmm. couldn't see very far out from you. That would be called a foggy day, foggy weather.
Mm-hmm.